Troop leaders agreed it was great to see the scout's parents on the microphones as well. Event photos and details may be found on Kirk's K9MSG QRZ page or by visiting Facebook.com, Troop37PTAC. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This week we are saddened by the passing of Dick Jansen, KD1K, formerly WD4FAB, on May 13th. He performed thermal and mechanical design, computer thermal analyses, and material selection functions on many of AMSAT spacecraft. Some of those were Oscar 10 and 13, Microsats, and later AO-40. He will be missed, and we thank him for so many dedicated years of contributions to AMSAT. Hades ICM FM repeater will be activated Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays beginning in mid-June. The uplink is 145.875 MHz, and the downlink is 436.666 MHz, both FM. Hades R, or SO-124, continues 24-hour operation, with its uplink on 145.925 MHz and downlink of 436.888 MHz, both FM. Remember that this satellite has Wednesday reserved for digital modes only. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, May 30th through June 1st, the Pedexus 070 Club Three-Way Weekend Contest, that's digital. May 31st, the Feldhell Sprint, that's digital as well. On June 2nd, the RSGB 80-Meter Club Championship, data, digital. June 3rd, the ARS Spartan Sprint, CW. June 4th, the Phone Weekly Test, that is phone. Also on June 4th, the A1 Club AWT, CW. And on June 6th, the HA3NS Sprint Memorial Contest, that is CW as well. June 7th through the 8th, the Atlantic Canada QSO Party, CW and phone. The Kentucky QSO Party, CW phone and digital. The RSGB National Field Day, CW. And also June 7th through the 8th, the ARRL International Digital Contest, that is digital.